Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast. This is the News of the Week, Section 911A. I guess 911A means we've been doing this an awful lot of years, since we do 52 of them a year. That means more. I think that's almost our 18th anniversary. I guess it's not quite, because we only do about 50 a year, because we do the best of a couple times. In any case, this is 911A, and the B is one of my favorite guests, and did he give a great interview? Whoa, you're going to love it. Daniel G. Amen, What Drives Brain Aging, and the author of Feel Better Fast, a spectacular interview. Last week's interview, Michelle Hart, Mental Health Emergencies, and the one before that, David Nassani, Don't Just Survive, Thrive as a Caregiver. And of course, next week, we also have a great one talking about mitral valve repairs. But this week is spectacular. You'll want to download Daniel G. Amen, 911B. But now let's get to the news of the week. Whole fat milk and yogurt are healthier than you think? Well, this is BS, bad science, and I'll tell you why. So is bad science. The two major aspirin studies, we talked about those in 910A, a special section on Esprit and Arrive aspirin studies and why they don't reflect aspirin, but rather pill-taking behavior. If you're still taking aspirin, talk to your doc about it. But if you're going to stop, don't stop on your own. You want to wean off it because there is a rebound. What is sucralose and should you be eating it? Your heart age may be a risk factor for early death. How to get a younger heart age. 7 U.S. states have adult obesity rates greater than 35%. Guess where they are? And guess which state had the highest one? No cheating. The FDA has considered pulling some flavored e-cigarettes from the market to fight the epidemic of youth vaping. Thank you, Scott Gottlieb, a physician leading the FDA. No political agenda. This is just smart science. Story 8, a needle-free flu vaccine in the mail. It just might happen. And do moms need too much wine? That is, women's drinking is sparking concern now. Okay, let's get to the stories. Smoking may decrease dementia, may increase dementia risk. Yeah, you'd know it, because there's a risk from vascular disease. Smoking increases your vascular disease. Yeah, it just doesn't cause lung cancer or bladder cancer or 9 other cancers. It actually increases inflammation throughout your body, increasing vascular aging. That's why you get heart attacks and strokes with smoking. It's also why it increases dementia about 10% in this study. Why whole fat milk and yogurt are healthier than you think? This study was the PURE study, done in I think 45 different countries, it may be 51. But what does it say? It says whole fat milk and yogurt are associated with, if you will, higher income level countries, that is higher than the very poor developing countries that also were studied in Africa. And those poor developing countries, where they don't get a glass of milk a day, also don't get any roast beef, thank God, don't get any fish, don't get any of the higher quality beans, etc. So, and are malnourished often. It's the milk correlates with quality nourishment in the PURE study, not with a healthier diet or getting healthier, in my mind. Next study is on sucralose. Should you be eating it? They're yellow packets filled with Splenda, the brand name for the artificial sucralose. As the brand explains, this fake sugar is made from real sugar, sucrose, that has 3 hydrogen oxygen groups replaced with chlorine atoms. What's the problem with it? It changes the bacteria inside your gut to produce inflammation. That's right. Kristen Kirkpatrick from the Cleveland Clinic said it best. She recommends that you don't use it. Officially, sucralose is considered safe by the FDA. However, multiple studies show concern for sucralose that may negatively impact your gut bacteria, may negatively increase insulin levels, and may cause you to gain weight. It's supposed to be calorie-free. It is itself, but it causes you to want to eat more food and sweets in your bacteria. If you have a better alternative when craving sweets, this is to choose sweet-tasting fruits and vegetables, such as sweet potatoes, especially cooled sweet potatoes. They taste sweet, but their resistance starts, so you don't gain very many calories by having them. The next study that we want to talk about, and I know I'm skipping around, is your heart age. So heart disease is a largely self-inflicted disease, according to Cadwell Esselstyn from the Cleveland Clinic, Essie as we call him. And your heart age is the age of your heart. Obviously, I'm biased because I developed the real age test. You can get the heart age test at My Life's Check. Nearly 2 million people have taken the heart age test. Turns out the real age test has been done by 90 million people. Tells you about the risk for all of your risk factors, not just your heart, but your brain, your whole body, your chance of getting cancer, etc. So, the Western diet, the obesity epidemic, means that most people have an older heart than their calendar would indicate. You can make it younger. Go to realage.com or go to the heart age test on Google to get your heart age, and go to Real Age, in my mind, realage.com, to find out all those things. Pick one of them, get a buddy, and then you and the buddy each pick one to three things, work on those. When you master those, go to the fourth or the second and keep working. And speaking of the obesity epidemic, 7 U.S. states now have obesity rates. This is big. This isn't just a little overweight. This is a body mass index over 30. And what that implies is it's an increased risk of disability, increased risk of aging, increased risk of dementia. You name it, you get it with obesity. West Virginia leads it, but the other states, Alabama, Arkansas, Iowa, Louisiana, Mississippi, Oklahoma, and West Virginia. So 5 of the 7 are in the South: Louisiana, Mississippi, West Virginia, Alabama, and Arkansas. And 2, Iowa and Oklahoma. I don't know what they're doing in there. I think Iowa is there because a lot of people eat what they're growing. And used to be hard farming, which is hard work, but used to be much harder before you had tractors that were remote controlled by your iPhone, etc. So we're getting fatter as a nation, nationally, adults, for the whole country, if you will. The country is around, I think it is, let's see what the actual number is for the whole country. I think it is 31.8%. Adults without a high school degree, obesity rates of 35.6%, 32.9% if they had a high school degree, 31.9% with some college, 22.7% if they graduated from college. So, getting a college degree, you not only get more income, but apparently you do things that cause you to lose weight. Black adults, 39%, 32.4% for Hispanic, 29.3% for Caucasian. And do I have anything else I can say? No, I think that's it. We got to stop this. The Cleveland Clinic's employees are getting thinner every year by about a half a pound, as opposed to the nation's rate of gaining a pound and a quarter. How are they doing it? We're paying them to get healthy, getting all 6 normals, normal blood pressure, normal fasting blood sugar, normal LDL cholesterol, normal, no creatinine in the urine, stress management program completed, and a BMI less than 30. So you can get there. It isn't impossible. Everyone can do it. The placebo effect is real. That is, you can tell who's going to get a placebo effect. You give them a pill and they get pain relief. 30% of us do that. It's a wonderful response from sugar pills or B12 or whatever. It turns out that you can promote that. You can find this out because they are emotionally self-aware, attuned to their body, and mindful of their surroundings. And if you look at it, there are changes in the brain on functional MRI. So you can predict who's going to get it. If you're a placebo responder, that's wonderful. It's not a fake. It is, you are getting a benefit. A needle-free flu vaccine in the mail. Yes, it did. The CDC has tried this. It works. You can put it on a Band-Aid. You open up the Band-Aid and you put it on and press down micro needles that you don't even feel go into your skin, giving you the flu vaccine. And that's the way of doing it. It is as effective, it appears, as the normal way. So this was a 100-patient trial. Excuse me. And I don't know if they're developing it, but they said this works in the story. Moms are drinking too much wine. Yep, it is. They're having affairs with alcohol. I suppose that's better than affairs with other people's husbands or other things that you could have affairs with. But alcohol is not a good thing to have an affair with. You want to make sure you're drinking one half to one drink a day max if you're a woman, because greater than that impairs your immune system and increases your risk of cancer and infections and liver disease and a whole bunch of other diseases. So if you find yourself drinking more than one drink and it's white wine, do an intervention. Do an intervention on yourself if you're able to, or get your friends and say, I need help. And if you're a friend, get your friends together to do an intervention. Don't try and do it one-on-one. Three-on-one, get professional help to do the interventions, because people will deny it or accuse you of it. Canker sore, it's not as bad as a canker sore is known as an aphthous ulcer. Painful, but temporary and not associated with long-term disability. That's different, if you will, from the, if you will, the, and by the way, it's relating to deficiencies in some vitamins and B12, folate, iron are all causes of canker sore outbreaks. But that's different than the herpes simplex, if you will, virus 1, which are a cold sore. And canker sores and cold sores are not the same thing. The canker sore is that white or red bump inside your mouth or on your tongue, also known as an aphthous ulcer. 1/5 of Americans have chronic pain. It's kind of like obesity. It's more in the rural areas, more in people who haven't graduated high school. But this is a epidemic we're having of pain. I don't know why we're having so much pain, but 1/5 of Americans have pain, which is, means they have pain on most days or every day in the past 6 months. That's horrible. Do, if you start to get achy, start to think about seeing a chiropractor or physician to find out what's causing it and to try and get help. And to try and stop the maneuvers that are causing it. Which exercise burns most calories? Squash, racquetball, and intense running or swimming, that is sprinting or running. The ones that, that badminton, of the other things, it is the apparently the CrossFit trainer also does that, but it is high-intensity exercise. But have fun with it. Racquetball, squash, badminton, those racket sports that you play continuously and they're intense really have the most calories. Of course, I'm prejudiced since I'm a squash player. Pulling flavored e-cigarettes, thank God. 100, maybe 1,000 at times as many kids are getting addicted as adults are getting off cigarettes from e-cigarettes. Why do you have bubble gum and cinnamon flavor and all these kind of flavors? It's to addict our youth, and they're succeeding in making companies that are worth a lot of money. I'm happy that we have companies worth a lot of money, but we shouldn't do it by creating disease that costs 15 times as much in medical costs as you get rid of, as you collect in taxes and other things from the companies. Get rid of e-cigarettes would be my advice. Thank God Scott Gottlieb is a physician running the FDA. He realizes how dangerous smoking is and is going to probably get rid of the flavored things. He's given the e-cigarette manufacturers another 60 days from when he said it. It's about probably by the time you download it, it's probably 50 days or less. They will just ban it. If you go to the website, how do you get into the website? You have to say you're over 21. Well, what kid isn't going to say they're over 21 if they want to look at the website? Give me a break. You ought to be able to get a more sophisticated test than that and way of getting people off of it. Maternal obesity linked to a increased risk of serious complications in the newborn as well as in the mom. So obesity and pregnancy, you're hurting two people. Get normal weight before you get pregnant. It'll help with your fertility, and then keep normal. You're not eating for two. You're eating for 1.1 or 10% more. And then the last story of the week that I want to talk about is there's a mild bird flu on a California farm. The point of this only is that we're subject to infections, and there are good viral protections, and coming down the line are much faster ways of making vaccines, not from eggs anymore, but from DNA, and we should be able to fight some of these infections much, much more effectively than we have in the past, but it relies on you getting your immunizations. So we've now done, this is podcast 911A. Thank you for downloading it. Whole fat milk, maybe not more beneficial than low fat and maybe a hazard, even though the study says it is okay. That's bad science the way the study was done. Aspirin, we talked about last week, 910A, the aspirin is still effective, but it's only effective if you take it reliably. And look up realage.com. It may be a very effective way for you to get motivated and find out what you need to do. Do moms do too much drinking? Yeah, make sure if you're a mom and drinking, that it's a half to one drink a night at most. If you go over that, start thinking you've got to get an intervention done on yourself. If your friends are doing that, help them with an intervention. And remember, one-on-one interventions, even two-on-one don't help. Show love in the interventions, but do them three-on-one or more. Thanks very much for listening, downloading us. Hopefully you found something or many things that will be useful so you can live at the top of your curve, because that's what You, the Owner's Manual, does. It gives you not only the latest stories, but what they really mean to you so that you can live at the top of your curve till near the end. Thanks again. And Ben, thanks for great engineering, but thanks most of all to our listeners for downloading us and hopefully rating us and telling your friends about us.